From Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time champions, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Wayne Larrabee, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers.
And welcome to this week's edition of the Mike McCarthy Show. I'm Lance Allen. Wayne Larrabee has the week off. Please congratulate the coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy, on a win over the Lions. Thank you. Mike, you said it last week. I mean, those division games, it's a grind. And this one was like a bare-knuckle fight. It was a grind.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's what you expect in any time you get together with the Lions. Going up there to Detroit, Forbesville is a difficult place to play. Fast surface, crowd noise, you know, the whole 10 yards. But it's a great win for us to build off of. I thought our defense was outstanding. Probably, you know, played the best of the three units. Special teams had a solid outing. And, you know, offensively, we had some tough sledding, but we got it done when we needed to.
I know sometimes people expect you to play perfect every single week, but I liked what you said at the end of that game because I was kind of thinking the same thing. Sometimes good teams don't play their best, but they find a way to win. How proud were you of those guys that maybe they didn't play their best, but somehow they came out of Detroit?
Well, I think it goes back to balance. I mean, everybody's looking for balance, whether it's your life, you know, your job, and it's no different in winning a football game. You know, the offense has to pick up for the defense. Defense has to pick up for the offense, so forth. So I just saw a football team that battled. The communication and game management of all the things that went on during the course of the game was actually our best operation, something we keep track of internally. So with that, and that's very important, especially coming off of a bye week. I'm always a little concerned about the game after a bye week because you haven't played in 14 days and things like that. So I was very proud of our football team.
And what can be said about the defense without arguably two of your best playmakers in Clay Matthews and Charles Woodson, and yet guys were flying around making plays, and a lot of different guys, especially young guys.
Well, you know, our young guys are just taking advantage of every opportunity. So, I mean, you have to give credit to our players, you know, what they're doing as far as a preparation standpoint. Dom Capers and the defensive staff are doing an excellent job. And, you know, we're just letting these guys play. And I think it's actually helped some of our younger guys because they can focus in on playing maybe one position, no more than two, where in the past they have to play two or three because they don't know how they're going to get on the field. So you're seeing younger guys starting to play with some more continuity, a lot more confidence, and it's definitely showing up in our playmaking ability.
And, boy, there's almost no such thing as redshirting here with the Green Bay Packers. You got Casey Hayward out there, a rookie making plays. Devon House is back from an injury. He's out there. M.D. Jennings, what a play. Jerron McMillan. I mean, those guys have been phenomenal just with their youth.
Absolutely, and they all made big plays in the Detroit game. I mean, going through it, and they're all played at a level that you would say, hey, that, you know, they potentially deserve game balls.
That's a tough place to play. We've talked about it. Offensively, though, you got it done at the end, that pass from Rodgers to Cobb. And I thought you said it well, that sometimes championship quarterbacks, it may not look pretty, but you got to stick to the game plan and somehow find a way to win it.
Well, I think sometimes you lose sight of what a championship quarterback needs to do. You know, because when you think of Aaron, you think of big numbers. But to put up the numbers that he did in that environment, just the pressure that he was under, and so forth. To me, that was one of his most impressive wins as a Packer, as a quarterback, just because I know how tough it was during the course of the game. And for him to hang in there and come out throwing for 70% completion percentage and making a big throw when it needed.
I'm sure one of the focuses this week, Mike, is going to be you had decent field position in that first quarter, didn't totally capitalize on it, and then you had two turnovers that you created before the half and didn't really come away with any points on that as well, and you got to take advantage of your opportunities starting with the Giants.
Well, I mean, there's no secret. We did, you know, do a great job taking advantage of the field position in Detroit, but these are all things you address, you correct as a football team, but it's a new opportunity. We're not changing schemes. We're not changing players. So this is who we are, and we like who we are, and it's important for us to come back Sunday night 8-3.
I think you kind of hinted at it. What level of concern do you have with Mason Crosby's struggles? Like you said, you're not changing players, but what is your concern level?
Well, I think it's like anything that you go through on your football team. You know, you look at the things you're doing well. You want to continue to build off of them, and the things you're not doing well. And just in Mason's particular case, I mean, he hasn't been hitting the field goals. So, I mean, there's way too many positives about Mason Crosby for me not to be committed to him. So he's our kicker, and I have all the faith in the world in him.
And I know the kicking science is a little bit different. Is it something where you talk to him eventually, or do you just leave him alone? Do you not want to try to get inside his head, or do you pull him aside? How do you treat that situation?
Well, frankly, from my position, it's something that's, we've talked about too much already. But I do understand, obviously, how you have to handle things in the media and the public. But Mason's is a true pro now. I mean, this guy was in here first thing Monday morning. Sat down, with Sean Slocum. He talked about his swing plane and all the fundamentals and the specifics of his particular kicking style, and went back, looked at some old film and things like that. So we just need to, once again, trust our process. It works. It's worked before, and it's going to work again.
All right, Mike and I will be joined by our special guest this week, tight end JerMichael Finley, one of the stars in Detroit. That's coming up on the Mike McCarthy Show. On the Mike McCarthy Show, we are joined by our special guest for this segment. He is the tight end of the Green Bay Packers, JerMichael Finley. And JerMichael, first touchdown since week one. Got to feel good.
I felt good. I told him last night, I felt like a rookie running there again. It really felt good.
But almost as important as that, and I think Coach would back me up on this, is that 40-yard catch on the what turned out to be the game-winning drive for the right. touchdown. Talk about that play and just what that felt like, how open that was.
We detailed it, pretty much every day. Me and Rodgers got together. And I knew when it was audible to it or we ran it or whatnot, I knew it would be a bust. The receivers blocked well. They had them locked up. I saw that. And I just took it and just used my ability to get through and make a play.
It was interesting you mentioned that because someone did mention that Aaron, you and Aaron got together on Saturday. That's one thing that he mentioned to you, that could be the potential on that play if you kicked out just a little bit more?
It's just that little fine-tuning and getting it right. And it worked out well at a clutch time.
Mike, what is this guy like as a weapon and just to see that develop? Like what it did against the Lions.
I mean, look at the guy.
6'5"?
Now he's dressing like it, too. I mean, my goodness. JerMichael's he's an exceptional talent. It's been fun to watch him grow, the last couple years. And just like all of us on offense, you can't get these guys, and particularly in JerMichael's case, enough opportunities.
JerMichael, I know those of us in the media love you because you speak your mind. Is that good? Is that bad? I see Coach laughing over there.
I try to be honest as possible. And sometimes it helps me, sometimes it hurts me. But I try to do the best. I try to do the best I can, man.
And you kind of touched on it a little bit. What happens when you and Aaron get together, and how key is that to be obviously with your quarterback and to know kind of just what's on his mind and what you're looking for?
It's key, man. Rodgers is a big key to offense, and just getting him his comfort and his trust is big, man. Because I want to be a playmaker in his offense. So meeting with him and seeing what he's up to every once in a while, I think that's key.
And, Mike, you were a former tight end in your college days. How important is the tight end now in the NFL?
Well, it was a little different the way I played tight end than what JerMichael's doing. But tight end, our offense is, I don't know if you can use them any more than we do. Mm-hmm. We actually demand a lot of our tight ends. It's something that we actually have to be very conscious of in training camp because there's not a drill or a part of our offense that they're not a participant, meaning they're part of the run blocking unit, they're part of the pass protection unit, and they're also obviously receivers. Also, a lot of the other guys play special teams too. So we cannot have enough 6'4", 250-pound football players on our team, and that's part of our philosophy.
All right, let's go to the back and have some questions from the fans.
My name's Liani. My question is for Coach McCarthy. My coworkers and I noticed yesterday when we were watching the game that you're sporting a new look right underneath your nose, and I was wondering, the question is two-part, are you getting razzed in the locker room, and how does Mrs. McCarthy like that new look?
I wonder what that was, Mike.
Yeah. Lance asked me in the press conference on Monday. But I'm sporting a mustache for prostate cancer awareness, which is in the month of November. Mrs. McCarthy's looking forward to November 30th, midnight, for it to come off. So I think my days, my days of growing a mustache have come to an end. But, hey, I'm just, like I said, it's part of prostate care prostate cancer awareness.
And I think a lot of people forget that when Mike was here as quarterback's coach, it's a retro look for you. You had a mustache back in 1999.
Yeah, you know, it's just, yeah. So.
Enough needs to be said on that. All right, next question.
Hi, my name's Carlos, and my question is directed for Jermichael Finley. I know last year's loss in the playoffs against the New York Giants was a harsh one for all of us fans and players. What are you most looking forward to this upcoming week against them?
Fourth quarter, when the clock's ticking down and that W's wrapped up, and we head back on that bus heading to the plane, and we know we got that victory wrapped up. So the W overall. The W.
And that's something I think honestly you guys think about, because it was that one game last year where in the playoffs you didn't play your best. It was one of those games that you probably remember for a long time.
Like you said, it was one of those games, and we let it slip by us, and you know, we got a chance to redeem ourselves this Sunday.
All right, last question in the back.
My question is for Coach. My name's Angie. And during the press conference after the game, you said that you would have maybe done your play calling a little differently. What changes would you have made?
Well, Angie, I would have threw the ball to Jermichael more. I think you have to be very honest when you go through the video. There's a lot of time it's spent in the preparation, obviously by the players and the coaches. And you know, there's certain things that you try to accomplish based on matchups and you know things you want to do against their defense. And I just feel like we didn't quite empty our bucket. So they could end up being a good thing, because we play the Lions here in a couple weeks.
All right. Thank you for all of your questions. Next up, Jermichael and I, we are on the Telestrator designing up that touchdown play that he had. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Second down, and mark it second down and 7 from the 20 of Detroit. Rodgers shotgun, throws it over the middle. Got Finley wide open to the 10 to the 5. End zone, touchdown! That's got to feel awfully good for Finley.
And welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show with Jermichael Finley on the Telestrator. And Jermichael, of course, we have to talk about your fabulous touchdown catch against the Lions. Describe here, Jermichael, what the idea was behind the play.
We had ran a screen once before during the course of the game, and Rodgers had saw the linebackers flow to Starks. So why not go back to it? And if you run it here, you'll see Starks leak out, and you'll see the Mike backer flow to Starks. I'm going to go right under him. So he keeps his eye on Starks, so he flows the other way. So that keeps – that's green grass right there.
And that right there is pay dirt. I mean, you got to get it in the end zone once you get it to that point.
Oh, yeah. You got to make him pay after that.
So in other words, Jermichael, in this situation, basically the play is – it's almost like a misdirection play, and maybe just describe that a little bit about how Starks goes one direction and what you do.
Starks goes through the line, then he leaks out. Then I guess the linebackers, they see all the line flowing. They see Starks flowing the other way. So I go right under him. And I guess he don't see 6'4", 250 crossing, crossing his face. And it was a great read by Aaron Rodgers. And you expect that from a quarterback like that.
Another thing you explained to me is that basically there's a certain direction that you have to go in here, and maybe describe a little bit about how where you need to be on this play in order to make it work.
Right. I was supposed to go over him to keep his eyes on me. But Starks, I guess it was too fast. Starks leaked out a little bit quick, and I just went across his face, and I guess it worked out in the better on my side. So I took it, and we made him pay for it.
But sometimes that still works, because obviously, yeah, what you're seeing right here is obviously Starks, and it looks like the linebacker is what you're basically saying is he's got his eyes on him,
right,
and he's not paying attention to you as much.
I guess it's 54 is Starks is his responsibility, so he got to keep his eyes on the back. And it turned out a great match for us, and like I say, we made him pay for it.
At that point, when you get that ball, what are you thinking at that point?
I'm looking at this guy over here, and like, what is he going to do, hit me up top or low? So I saw him duck his shoulder, so I had to leap over.
And how crucial is that? Because obviously at that point of the game, offense, you're trying to get your rhythm. You guys hadn't really had a rhythm so far in the first quarter. How key was that touchdown, do you feel?
It was key. You know, we started off a little bit slow. We got together and said we need to, you know, get back to our style of football. And we did that, and like I always say, we made him pay for it.
One more time, we're going to watch this touchdown catch. You never get sick of watching this, do you, Jermichael?
You can't. you got to love it when you score.
Well, J-Mike, thanks a lot for breaking down that play. All right, we are back with shout-outs right here on the Mike McCarthy Show in the next segment. Stay tuned. Through their Touchdowns for Charity program, Sargento Cheese helps alleviate hunger in Wisconsin through donations to the Hunger Task Force and Paul's Pantry for touchdowns scored by the Packers during the 2012 regular season. And welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. It is the shout-out segment, and I think Mike and I, we stayed up all night trying to figure out who should get a shout-out. I know he's already given out the game balls and stuff like that. It was a tough week. Offensively, Randall Cobb, 9 catches, 74 yards and a touchdown, and even had 2 carries for 19 yards. But, man, the trust between him and Aaron Rodgers for a young guy, it's pretty impressive to watch.
Yes, I mean, Randall had a big day. He's someone that, you know, we've been doing a better job getting the ball to. He was obviously targeted a bunch of times. But I thought Randall and Jermichael Finley both had excellent days.
Defensively, you talked about it. You know, A.J. Hawk and Ryan Pickett actually got the game balls. There were a lot of different guys that played really well. But Casey Hayward, 4 tackles, an interception, and my word, 5 passes defense. Yeah. Can you teach that to get your hands on the ball that many times?
Well, it's clearly all coaching. Casey's someone seems like we talk about him every week on this show. So, and really for our defense, there was a lot of excellent grades throughout the defense. Casey, you know, particularly all the young guys graded out very well. So, he's in a lot of company this week.
Unsung hero of the week is Desmond Moses, kind of high profile because he was subbing in for Clay Matthews. Yet he had a sack, 2 quarterback hits, forced a fumble. He seemed very active in there.
Very active, very physical. You know, he played the position just the way he was taught. I know Kevin Green was very proud of his performance. And once again, you know, Clay Matthews is such a special player. And I thought Desmond did a very good job playing.
Play of the week, and you can hit us up on Twitter, one of Mike McCarthy's favorites, means of, talking and stuff like that. You like Twitter, don't you? Occasionally? Sometimes.
I've never been on Twitter, so I don't
know. I always tease him about that. But the Mike McCarthy Show, you can hit us up on hashtag McCarthy Show. And it is, Mike, it's pretty obvious. The MD Jennings interception and touchdown, his first career interception, if you can believe it. But I think we all know better after we watch the Seattle game. But how on earth, that's my editorial comment, by the way, but how on earth does he know to get that thing in the end zone? Because it looks like, once again, it's coached that once he picks that thing off, you're going to have blockers in certain areas and you take it.
Well, we actually have a drill that we work on about finishing in the end zone with the ball to the pylon. But, excellent. Great play on the ball. And on the return, you see the first tackle he breaks is extremely, extremely impressive. I mean, might have to put him on offense after that, the return. But really, the way the whole defense reacted, getting in front of him, I thought it was obviously a huge play in the game. Big momentum swing for us. I mean, our sideline erupted. And just a great, great effort.
All right, Mike and I will wrap up the Mike McCarthy Show with our final segment that's coming up next. Stay tuned. Final segment on the Mike McCarthy Show. And Mike, yeah, we already talked about the mustache a little bit, you know, obviously for prostate cancer awareness. Have you gotten any reaction from it? You know, obviously now that you've been on national TV, have people kind of noticed things?
It hasn't been positive. So, and I can't disagree. So, it's for prostate cancer awareness. It's a good thing. It's, you know, something a lot of our players are doing. And, one of the old pictures surfaced, and so I had to step up.
All right. And the last thing is the Giants. It is obviously a big week, the team that knocked you out of the playoffs last year. How do you approach that with the players? Because I'm sure they're going to be thinking about it. Revenge is going to be on the mind.
Well, I don't think you cannot think about it, not talk about it, but it's really not part of our focus or preparation as far as what happened last year. It's really the video and the preparation leading into that game. It was also part of our off-season study. So, we'll use the video from both our games last year. But this is a regular season game because everybody understands how important the postseason is. But you can't think about it until you take care of the regular season. So it's important for us to be 8-3, and that's our focus.
All right, Mike, good luck in New York, and good luck on Sunday Night Football.
Thank you.
All right, Mike McCarthy joining us right here on the Mike McCarthy Show. Join us next week right after the Giants game.